Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're tackling something that's super relevant right now, how to stay positive and uplifted during those times when life throws you a curveball. You know the feeling? Ever wake up and just feel like the whole world is dragging you down? Maybe it's a stressful job, relationship drama, or just the constant news cycle making your head spin. Yeah, I get it. But listen, I'm not here to sugarcoat things. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but that doesn't mean we have to let negativity control us. We can choose to be resilient. We can choose to rise above the muck and find those pockets of positivity, even when things are tough. Here's the deal: staying positive during difficult times is a muscle you gotta train. It takes conscious effort and a few key strategies that we're gonna break down today. Trust me, these aren't your typical think happy thoughts platitudes. We're going deeper, diving into some practical tools to help you navigate those rough waters and come out stronger on the other side. First off, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, it makes a huge difference. When you focus on what you're thankful for, big or small, it shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good stuff even amidst the chaos. Start a gratitude journal, jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day, or just take a moment to really savor for those little wins. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend to a beautiful sunset. Next, limit your exposure to negativity. This doesn't mean burying your head in the sand. Stay informed, but don't let yourself drown in the doom and gloom. Be mindful of your news consumption and follow accounts that bring you down, and surround yourself with positive people who lift you up. Remember, you have control over what you allow into your mind. Third, take care of your physical health. This one's a no-brainer. When you're feeling good physically, it has a direct impact on your mental state. Make time for exercise, eat nourishing foods, and prioritize sleep. Think of it as investing in yourself. You'll reap the rewards in countless ways. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating for hours, though that can be helpful. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. There are tons of great apps and resources out there to help you develop mindfulness skills. Give it a try. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members, consider joining a support group, or reach out to a therapist if you need professional guidance. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, let me tell you about Sarah. I know Sarah from my gym. She's an absolute beast. Anyway, Sarah went through a really tough breakup last year. You could tell she was struggling carrying that weight on her shoulders, barely cracking a smile. But then, something changed. She started taking those mindfulness classes at the community center, then she joined this awesome hiking group. And you know what? Her whole energy shifted. Sarah's now radiant, happier, more confident, and even stronger than before. It's inspiring to see how she turned those difficult times into an opportunity for growth and transformation. Look, staying positive isn't about ignoring the challenges. It's about facing them head-on with a resilient spirit, embracing the lessons they offer, and choosing to focus on the good. You've got this. Remember, practice gratitude, limit negativity, prioritize your health, cultivate mindfulness, and don't hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a favor, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. You could be the light that brightens their day. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.